This isn't a safe place. This is the Steve Gruber Show, and he's in quite a mood today. Trust me.
A lot of important stories going on today. None more important to me than the fact that Aretha Franklin is in hospice at this hour. An American icon, an American voice, an American original in pure Michigan. Aretha Franklin in hospice. Her time is short, and I share that with you because I think everybody's been touched by Aretha Franklin in a song in a moment. And I share that with you. Shifting gears now, Sam Nunberg is an American public affairs consultant based in Manhattan. He must have lost a bet or something, but we'll let him get by with that. Sam is a political advisor to Donald Trump during the 2016 presidential campaign and made headlines worldwide when he was subpoenaed by the grand jury to testify about Bob Mueller's Russia investigation. Sam, welcome to the program.
Thank you. It's an honor, Steve.
Yeah, I don't know if you actually lost a bet and had to live in Manhattan. It was just a guess.
I was born here.
Yeah, well, so you lost the lottery. Even worse. I'm just kidding, of course.
Okay, well.
Yeah,
that's the, everyone's entitled to an opinion.
I'm just having fun with you, Sam. Welcome to the program. Peter Strzok finally out, and he goes right out and gets himself a GoFundMe page, and starts screaming victim. apparently, all of these people that were never political ever before, like Strzok and James Comey and Clapper and all of these clowns, they only became political after they were attacked by Donald Trump. Before then, they were completely apolitical. That's what they would have you believe. Make sense?
Right. Well, no, they only became political when Donald Trump started running for president, essentially.
Right.
They would really want you to believe. Look, this is really too little too late. This man, and frankly, a psychopath, was the number, if not three, at least four, under James Comey in his FBI. And the scary thing is that somebody like this, you saw, I assume you saw his testimony, if your listeners don't know what I'm talking about, he really came off reprehensible.
Oh, he was hostile. He was hostile and petulant and lashing out. I give people like Trey Gowdy and Bob Goodlatte kudos for the work they did while he was up there. I mean, he was like a barn cat, honestly.
Yeah. And he not only ran essentially the day-to-day on the Clinton, I put investigation in quotes because that thing was cooked before it started, that the FBI did, but then he closed that down quickly to run a counterintelligence investigation against a presidential campaign. I don't care which party. They didn't even have to run a counterintelligence investigation. They could have gone to Donald Trump and said, look, we think that there are some issues here we're going to be looking into and giving Trump the heads up. In other words, this guy who was sending these texts, he thought that Trump could have literally been the Manchurian candidate. But what's even worse is they have known that he was having an extramarital affair. Now, why is that an issue? Some people do things in their personal life. I've made mistakes in my personal life.
No.
But you know what? I'm not the number three, let's say, most senior officer at the FBI. And it's irrelevant to me what he does. It's irrelevant to me if he wants to disrespect his wife. But it's not irrelevant to the Chinese. It's not irrelevant to the Russians or any other intelligence agency in this world. So this man should have just been fired immediately. And what I really fear is that they're trying to clear him, the Mueller and Ray, Rosenstein, they're trying to clear him out because they're going to be issuing some kind of heavy-handed indictment, more heavy-handed indictments, excuse me.
Indictment aimed at whom?
Well, I think Roger Stone is certainly number one on their target list, but Mueller's game one. I hate to break it to anyone who's listening. I'm sorry if they're insulted, if they respect Bob Mueller. Bob Mueller wants to impeach Donald Trump. Bob Mueller took that job to impeach Donald Trump. And how do I know this? Because Bob Mueller's been a lawyer long enough to know that he is simply conflicted out to investigate the firing of his protege. Anybody else would be conflicted out of that. And so what Bob Mueller is doing is he's playing Watergate, where he's just trying to get everyone and anyone around this president.
Bob Mueller, you know, fits the, I can't say for sure, but he certainly fits the mold of a lot of the Never Trump type people, the establishment people, the George W. Bush, Jeb Bush, pick your crowd inside the Beltway crowd. But here's what I want to know, Sam, because they keep saying the deputy director fired Peter Strzok. That would be Rod Rosenstein, would it not? Is Rod Rosenstein the guy that fired him?
I think it was the deputy director of the FBI.
I got you.
If it's the deputy director of the Justice Department, then it would be Rosenstein.
So, all right. Sure. So who? So under Christopher Wray, then I'm just trying to keep track of who got the decision making process. But they all coordinated.
Christopher Wray is no angel, too. In fact, you know who wrote Christopher Wray a wonderful recommendation to the Senate when he was nominated? A James Comey. I mean, this is incestuous, these people. And all you ever hear about these people, too, look, I go on TV with them, and some of them I respect, some of them I don't. But it's always funny. You ever notice this? All these government people, I know person X. That person is a real professional. That person is amazing.
In fairness, Sam, these are the same members of the media that paraded Michael Wolff around as if he was some sort of an authority about what went on in the White House, as an example. The same press that's dragging Omarosa around as if she is some sort of a credible source, a woman who... And let me ask you this. Is it legal to record in the situation? I've got to believe that's a variety of violations and crimes. You can't take recording devices into the Situation Room. It's a matter of national security. Is Omarosa, just as a side note, in legal jeopardy?
Well, she could be. I doubt they're going to bring charges against her because of the PR point of view of it. But but whatever it is, it's certainly immoral. And whether Kelly did or didn't, I'm not going to get into it. I'm not a fan of it. So whether he did or didn't handle that correctly, knowing that it's Omarosa. Look, Kelly, in all due fairness to the president, he wasn't well served, by the way. Kelly did it because Kelly should have something called EQ.
Yeah.
And know that you're dealing with Omarosa and you're dealing with the sole senior app.
Well, I'm going to say this about Omarosa. Before I move on to my last question here, but Omarosa, she was hired by this president three times and fired three times. I mean, it says a little bit about his hiring practices. He knew she was suspect on the way in the door. So I don't think that reflects well on Donald Trump by hiring her the third time. I'm just saying that. Last question real quickly. Rudy Giuliani says that John Brennan, another gem in all of this, is behind the entire Russia investigation. I'll give you 30 seconds for the last word.
Well, he certainly could be because he got the tip that George Papadopoulos, who was put on a list, trust me, I know Donald Trump. I worked for him from 2011 to mid-2015. He could care less who was on that list of foreign advisors, whether it was Papadopoulos or Page, gets drunk and tells some Australian that the Russians have the emails. I think anybody with who could breathe knew the Russians had the emails. And he then gave that off to the FBI to start the investigation. But with that said, there's another one. He's another, as Trump would say, a beauty. He's saying that Trump's treasonous. We're not in war with Russia.
That's right. And the definition of treason is outlined in the Constitution. Sam, I got to leave it there, but we'll certainly have you back soon. Good conversation, fun to talk to, and I liked it.
Thank you very much, and I feel very bad about Aretha, too. I'm always going to remember that scene in Soul Brothers.
There you go, Aretha Franklin. Sam Nunberg, thank you.
Looking for a new approach for ongoing health issues? Are you sick and tired of being sick? Maybe it's time for a change. Wyckoff Wellness in East Lansing offers IV energy boost infusions, ozone infusions, ultraviolet blood irradiation, chelation, along with other intravenous vitamin, mineral, and nutrient treatments. Obtain a package of 5 infusions or treatments this month and save with special discount pricing. IV therapies can help improve energy, treat chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, autoimmune illness, and much more. Find out more at wyckoffwellness.com or call 517-333-7270.
Hey, what's up? Thinking about you. XOXOXO. Want to snuggle? ... JK. Hit me back. You getting these texts? ? We should hang later. I miss you. Holla at ya boy. Holla back. Holla back. Holla back. Are you at home? Where are you? What are you doing? OMG, you are making me mad. Are you with your ex? You better text me back. I'm waiting outside your house.
Relentless, aggressive texting is like sending an angry robot to deliver your message. When does the robot become dangerous? Let us know at thatsnotcool.com.
Thatsnotcool.com.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
There are kids at some of the schools in our Greater Lansing community who are struggling with basics like food, clothing, a safe place to live. When you're worried about the basics, it's harder to learn. If you can read and write, you can help these kids, which is a tremendous investment in our community. If you've got some time and want to be a part of the solution, the Capital Area Literacy Coalition could use your help. Visit thereadingpeople.org for details. That's thereadingpeople.org.